he said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
February 2018, he said, she said. Welcome, everybody, to our show. How you doing, Trace?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a beautiful day. It's cold, but it's a beautiful day up here in Canada.
And what day is it today?
It's February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. Sweetheart's Day.
Is that a special day for you?
Well, I don't know. Is it? You tell me. Is it a special day?
I know what I'm supposed to say. I know how I'm supposed to behave. I'm just asking you.
Yeah, no, I've lost my zest for Valentine's Day after being married to you for so long. You don't celebrate anything, so I go with my girlfriend
every day, baby.
I've got my girl ladies Latin dance team tonight, and we go celebrate. That's what we do. We celebrate and we do flowers and chocolates for each other.
I think that's how it should be.
Okay.
You've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, so let's get into it. What's cooking?
What's cooking is vegetable chips. We had company for dinner, and I made kale chips. Now, I've tried this quite a few times, and I don't really have much success with it, but I thought, okay, what am I doing wrong here? And it's because I'm putting too much oil on. So you got to be really careful and use it sparingly, how much oil that you put on. Vegetable chips is a wonderful snack, and it's healthy too. Now, you can use kale, broccoli, carrots, beets, yams, different colored potatoes, zucchini. The sky's the limit when it comes to these vegetable chips. What I did the other day was I made kale chips. Now, I have made this recipe several times, and it didn't always turn out like I wanted it to. And I think what the problem was I was using too much oil. So you really need to be very sparing when you use the oil, olive oil, or the coconut oil, liquid coconut oil you can use. So what you want to do is you want to cut your vegetables very, very thin sliced. The kale, you want to have just little pieces of kale. You can take out that big hard stem if you like, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to take it out. Put them in a bowl, vegetables in a bowl, and then very sparingly coat them with your hands with the liquid coconut oil or the olive oil and massage it in really nicely. Then you want to place them on a baking sheet and put them in the oven at 350 degrees for about 20 minutes. Now you want to check them to make sure that they don't burn and make sure that they're nice and crispy. Maybe some of the ends might brown a little bit, but that's okay. That's okay. That gives it a nice crunch. And then you take them out of the oven, and then you want to sprinkle with sea salt. Now, you can sprinkle it whatever you like. You can use curry, cinnamon, garlic powder, whatever type of seasoning that you prefer. I just like the sea salt myself. And it makes a really delicious veggie chip. Now, these veggie chips, when you buy them in the health food store, for a tiny little bag, cost about $6 or $7. So it's best to make them yourself because they're pretty darned expensive. And when they're in the health food store and you buy them from a bag, who knows what else they put in them. So it's nice to make your own stuff. You can make three times the batch for a smaller amount of money. So get on that. Everybody loves them. The kids love them too. And you liked it too, didn't you, Corey, the kale?
Yeah, I love kale in any form, whether it's raw, steamed, crunched like this, I guess as a chip. You serve them with wild jumbo prawns, which was absolutely delicious. And we had some friends over, and there was this big mound of green, the kale chips. And so we introduced it to them, and they were devouring them, right? Yeah. So this is a good way to get kale into your kids. Also, instead of potato chips for a snack, you could make them at home and just go buy organic kale and I guess work it with your coconut oil. The downside of conventional chips is that they're deep fried in vegetable oils, not a nice saturated quality coconut oil. And of course, you don't deep fry them, but these are just kind of like baked, so much lower temperature. I'd like to see data on the profile of kale chip, exactly like from a chemistry point of view, what happens to it and if there is any downside. But I think that it would be minimal. So I'm all over these things. They're great. And what a wonderful snack. But here's the warning. You need to make a lot of it, because we were just like shoving it in there. Like, you can put a lot in your hand and like siphon it in. One chip doesn't go very far.
Yeah, and they make a little bit of a mess too. So there's going to be a little bit of kale chips on the floor. But that was a really nice little appetizer. But the kids would love it. Kids would love it. So it's a really good way to go. Like I said, make sure you watch it. Keep your eye on the oven. Don't take off and go do something else. Keep your eye on the oven. Anyway, that was kale chips, but you can do any other vegetable as well.
Right on. Yeah, so get your vitamin K and your chlorophyll on with the kale. That's the great advantage of using kale rather than, say, a potato chip. So who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest interview was Elton Dahl. Elton Dahl, he's a doctorate of natural medicine, founder and chief executive officer of Life Choice Limited. He graduated as a naturopathic doctor in 1988. His pathway towards natural medicine was a result of witnessing family members struggle with cancer and recognizing that environmental toxins and nutrition correlated with the disease process. Now, for more of Elton's bio, please see our website. That was a wonderful interview, as all of our interviews are. Elton says that healing the nation one person at a time really says it all. He also says, focus on healing. Start at home and it will go abroad. Then he says, focus on what you can control and limit exposure to things that can harm you. So, in a nutshell, that's basically what he talked about. When somebody else says it in a different way, or just the sound of their voice and the vibration of the way they say it, it sounds different than when somebody else would say it. It just made a lot of sense. And he's very passionate. He's been in the industry for an awfully long time. And he really does mean well. He also says that food is medicine, but it's got to be organic. And he says that 2 liters of water a day flush out the toxins. And that's where you start, with drinking the filtered, clean water. And that's what we're all about as well. You got to drink the water. How many people do we know that don't drink enough water or don't drink water at all? They say they drink water, but then they do a little sip here and a little sip there. And, you know, it can cure you of so many ailments just drinking water. It's unbelievable. So prevention, he says, it's about prevention. And that's what we teach as well. Treat the cause, not the symptom. So that's what I got out of it. How about you, Corey?
Basic nutrition and life principles 101. That's what naturopathic medicine is all about. Just common sense. Take a step back. Examine your life. Be responsible for your actions. Don't blame the world or mommy and daddy for the way that you feel. Don't blame the doctors. Don't blame the government. Just take responsibility for your life and make the changes. But the changes that you make are simple but not easy. That's the downside from the conventional view, is that like training and exercise and sport and activity and movement, even walking today is hard for some people. It's a real struggle just to walk half a block.
Right.
So what we're advocating is truth, is basic, liberating lifestyle changes that work, that are reliable, that are evidence-based, that are scientifically tested. And yet we have such opposition because people say it's too hard. And that's the hump that people have a hard time getting over. You see, they have a hard time not only with doing the work, but they have a hard time getting over the idea that it's a hard time. That's how far removed we are from
health. Exactly. Anyway, Elton has a company called Life Choice. It's a supplement company, and he's in the thick of things when it comes to Health Canada, quality control, and sourcing of raw materials. So he gave us some great information about that and the difference between fermentation and chemical extraction when it comes to supplements. 3 different sources for raw material would be feed, food, and pharmaceutical grade. And talking about his product line, he sounds like it's a really wonderful product line. We got to get on that as well. So it's really interesting when you take a look at the supplements and you think about, gee, what are they putting into my products? You know, you really have to be buyer beware, consumer beware. You've got to know exactly what you're putting into your body. And sometimes the labels don't always tell you what is in the bottle.
No, not at all. That's why it's good to know people like Eldon, because he's at the source. He's sourcing out the raw materials. Now, these raw materials that are imported primarily, because most of the vitamin raw materials, like your whey protein isolate has a Canadian label on it. It wasn't actually manufactured and made from raw materials in Canada in most cases. It was imported from the United States or from Asia or somewhere else. So those products come in to the manufacturer, and they're supposed to be tested and analyzed to see if they're on track regarding what they say they are and if they have the active components and if they're clean and so on and so forth. When you find someone who's committed to real health and lives it and teaches it, and he's committed to quality like Eldon is, then that is a product line that you know you're going to get more bang for your buck.
Well, it was very interesting. I listened to Eldon's interview, and then I watched a program called Frontline, and it was all about pit bulls and how they were protesting about how keep pit bulls, and then someone else is saying, no, these pit bulls have killed many children, and they attack other dogs, and how they want to kind of ban pit bulls, and people are protesting about keep the pit bulls. And so he says, when I first listened to his interview, he's saying people should petition things that really, really matter in life. For example, the forecast is by 2020, one out of two children will be autistic. Now, that's something that I would protest about. Why is that happening? Never mind the damn pit bulls. I don't have anything against dogs and animals, so don't react over that. I'm just saying that that is more important to me, is why a child will be born autistic, one out of two, in 2020, over having pit bulls that kill children. What is going on with the mentality of people? People care more about their animals than they do about human beings. So that's what he says. Be careful what you protest for and start protesting for things that really, really matter in life. But, you know, each to his own. So I thought it was fascinating. I really like the way he thinks. He sounds very sensible to me. So that was a wonderful interview. Dr. Eldon Dole, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, you always have to have a perspective. For example, from a global perspective, in 2010, about 500,000 approximately people died because of homicide and murder. That this is planet-wide, the entire planet out of 7.6 billion people. They can come up with these stats because the governments keep records. And also 200,000 or 300,000 died in war. Okay, people were killed, civilians, etc. Now, you take that amount of people, we'll say around 800,000 people, 1.2 million people died in traffic accidents. Almost a million people died of heart disease. So when you start looking at the stats and you start seeing the black and white and where people die, this is where our focus should be. But sometimes the attention getters get attention for their causes because of marketing and injections of money and control and politics and all this kind of thing. But I'm right on the same page with you. Let's focus on the most important things, which is human health and humanity and getting our own shit together.
Exactly. Absolutely.
All righty then. So that was a good one. So moving on, what is your hot topic?
My hot topic today is start a dinner party group. And that's what we have. We have started a themed party group. Well, it's dinner only. And it's really a good way to stay in touch with friends that you don't always see, but you really like these people. You really like them, but you just never get around to spending any time with them. And this is how it started for us. We've been into a few of them since we've been here in Vernon. And once a month or once every 2 months, you get together with this group couples, which could be four couples or five couples. Five couples would be the max because that's about 10 people getting together. And you see these people, you spend time with these people, maybe from about 6 at night till about 10 or 11 at night. It never goes really that late because it's on a Saturday or a Sunday evening. And what you do is you get a theme. You've got these five couples, let's say, and you get a theme for a dinner. So let's say what we're doing this Saturday night is we're doing a Chinese New Year, because it is Chinese New Year on the 17th. It's the year of the dog. So
ruff,
what
ruff.
We're, yeah, that's right. And I'm a dog, so therefore it's going to be my year. And it has so far been a pretty good year. Anyway, what we do is the person that hosts it once a month, a couple hosts it. So we're the couple that's hosting this time, and we make the main dish. So I'm making roasted duck. And we decorate our place Chinese style, Oriental style. We can have some little games or whatever you want to do. We host it. Now, the other four couples, they are going to bring a starter. They are going to bring side dishes. They're going to bring a dessert. And everybody pitches in on this. And then we have a heck of a lot of fun. We have had dinner parties where it's been a tie. Dinner party. It's been Jamaican. It's been Hawaiian. It's been a green dinner party. So the sky is the limit. You can dress the part. You can take pictures. You can sing songs. We really, really have a good time together. And what it does, it takes you out of your box. I mean, you really have to think about what you're going to make, because you've also got to study the culture of where you're making the food comes from, right?
Yeah, what's the condition that we have regarding the food, though?
Oh, the condition that we have regarding the food, it has to be CHI approved, which means we're going for healthy foods. It's got to be healthy, natural, whole food, right?
Right. So if you're going to make a rice dish, which is common, most people think of rice and the Oriental expression, it's going to be black rice or brown rice or wild rice. Instead of white noodles made of some garbage refined processed carbohydrate, you have to find an alternative, like, say, whole grain buckwheat or something like that. So you have to get creative. And everyone that's coming is not necessarily as committed as we are into that health standard, but it's forcing them to think, make new recipes. And this is one way that we're reaching out and affecting people so that they're health consciousness regarding food is affected.
Well, that's what Elton says. He says, start at home and then it goes abroad. So that's what we're doing. We're starting at home and then we get our friends involved. And everybody explains what's in the food that they made as well. And so it really does make them extend themselves, and it gets them more into the health consciousness. And if they're not into health food, then they really get to enjoy the food that they've eaten. They go, wow, this tastes really good for health food, if you know what I mean. So yeah, so start something like that. I mean, you don't have to do it every month, bi-monthly. You can do it five times a year. We take the summer off because summer is very busy for a lot of people. So there you go. So wish me luck on my Chinese New Year. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. I look forward to that, dear. Okay, so we're coming near the end, and the end is where we've come. What is your final word?
My final word is by Audrey Hepburn. The best thing in life to hold on to is each other.